God's command comes first. The mighty ruler of the universe took the imprisonment of the disciples into his own hands, for men were warring against his work. By night the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and said to the disciples, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." Did the apostles say, "We cannot do this until we have received permission from the magistrates"? No. God had said, "Go," and they obeyed. They entered into the temple early in the morning, and taught. When Peter and John appeared among the believers and recounted how the angel had led them through the band of soldiers guarding the prison, bidding them resume the work that had been interrupted, the brethren were filled with joy. In the meantime, the high priest had called the council together. The priests and rulers had decided to fix on the disciples the charge of insurrection, to accuse them of murdering Ananias and Sapphira, and of conspiring to deprive the priests of their authority. They hoped to excite the mob to deal with the disciples as it had dealt with Jesus. The priests feared that if people acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah, their anger would be raised against the religious leaders, who would then be made to answer for the murder of Christ. They decided to take strong measures to prevent this. When they sent for the prisoners, great was their amazement at the word brought back. The prison doors were securely bolted and the guard stationed before them, but the prisoners were nowhere to be found. Soon the report came, "The men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple, and teaching the people." Then went the captain with the officers, and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Although the apostles were delivered from prison, they were not safe from punishment. By sending an angel to deliver them, God had given them a token of his presence. It was now their part to suffer for the one whose gospel they were preaching.